I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, an Irish bobsledder explains how he gets his grunt on. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Is getting your grunt on one of those charming Irish euphemisms?
You're going to just have to keep listening. History was made at the Olympics on Friday night. What, a figure skater land a quintuple jump or something?
No, thanks to the world's most famous case of pink eye afflicting Bob Costas, Meredith Vieira became the first woman to host a primetime Olympics by herself.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be about the host, is it?
No, it really isn't. It's supposed to be about the games, but
then again,
the games don't have as good a publicity department as NBC does.
Morgan Sims, a 25-year-old Canadian attending the games, said of the Russians that they were, quote, just playing games with my heart. What was his problem?
No beer! He went in to watch the curling, and there was a sign that said beer, and there was no beer.
Yeah.
The Russians are staging a very dry Olympics. There's no alcohol served in any of the venues, which is not the only thing that Russia's authoritarian government has in common with that other authoritarian government, the NCAA.
In the past, the U.S. speed skating team has weathered coaching controversy and even accusations of cheating. So what's the drama about this time?
Well, apparently they contracted out to make the suits to the Under Armour Corporation, and they're blaming the suits for having slowed them down. Apparently, air gets into the suit and creates drag that keeps the skaters from staying in the low position they need to achieve their maximum kind of speed.
Yes, and we're talking about hundredths of a second.
Yes, we're not talking about skaters skating in drag. Let's be clear.
Okay.
We're talking about drag in the suits.
Okay.
Not drag in the dresses.
We're moving on now. NFL investigator Ted Wells has found that the Miami Dolphins' Jonathan Martin, another young offensive lineman, and an assistant trainer were subjected to, quote, a pattern of harassment by teammates Richie Incognito, John Jerry, and Mike Pouncey. Will anything change in the NFL as a result of this acknowledgement?
Well, let's see what happens, what penalties are levied as a result of this report, which pretty much blows out of the water the whole notion that Martin made this up after he left.
Hmm. At the very least, will the release of this report put an end to the tweets Richie Incognito has been sending out all week?
I don't think you could keep Richie Incognito off of Twitter with a moat filled with alligators with frickin' laser beams on their head.
Oh, what an image. I love it.
This is written in Twitterese, at which Richie Incognito is even less eloquent than he is generally.
On Sunday, Missouri's Michael Sam, the SEC co-defensive player of the year, announced that he is gay. All manner of people within the football establishment have responded to that announcement. What are your thoughts as the NFL prepares to employ its first openly gay player?
My favorite part of the story was that he came out to his teammates at Missouri, and they played an entire season and were really, really good.
12-2 and fifth in the nation.
And nobody saw fit to either leak it or sneer at it on Twitter or talk to Richie Incognito about it. That's my favorite part of the story, and it should be an object lesson for the NFL.
The NCAA Rules Committee has decided to protect the health of college football players by doing what?
Slowing the game down.
Oh.
Nick Saban, who was victimized by up-tempo offenses a couple times last year, has decided he didn't like him very much, and he says that injuries are more likely to be caused among defensive players who can't get off the field in time if you don't slow the offensive down a little bit.
Does this seem at all legitimate to you?
I could see the argument for it. It's just being made by the wrong people.
While most sports leagues' All-Star events are rather dull, the NBA All-Star weekend is usually pretty exciting. So, of course, new NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is considering expanding the All-Star break to be a full week long. Too much of a good thing?
Much too much of a good thing. I can't imagine the way they would, inflate this with completely phony events.
College basketball, very big in certain parts of the country, of course, not quite so big in others. So what are Michigan State, Texas, Florida, and North Carolina planning to do about that?
They're going to go on an 8-day, 3-city tour and play each other, New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Of course, the players will not make a dime out of this, but somebody else will make a fortune.
Japanese star pitcher Masahiro Tanaka has arrived in New York to join the Yankees. What about his mode of transportation?
I love this. He rented a JAL jetliner for $200,000 so he could make a big appearance. Was this guy born to be a Yankee or what?
There has been much discussion about the addition to Major League Soccer of a Miami team owned by David Beckham. And this week there was speculation that the team might be called Miami Vice. Oh, boy, I really hope so. I want the shirt.
Not only that, are they going to play in white linen jackets?
Oh, yeah, with pastel
Absolutely.
Letters?
I think it's great. I hope that.
Perfect.
My guess is, and probably my money would be on the fact that they will chicken out at the last minute and call it the Miami Current or something.
Oh,
I would love
United.
To play for the Miami Vice.
That's just perfect. Of all the stories of heartwarming support going out to athletes in Sochi, I think, Charlie, that you will agree that what Britt Backstrom had to say about her grandson, Swedish hockey player Nicholas Backstrom, really ought to be on a Hallmark card, don't you think?
Outside of the snowboard commentator who I heard during the halfpipe competition refer to one of the participants as, quote, a machine gun of pure awesomeness, Granny Backstrom is my favorite person at the Winter Olympics right now.
Oh?
You know, Nicholas was going to make his debut, you know, representing Sweden in the Olympic hockey, and she said, he will make a fool of himself.
Nothing lost in the translation, I assume.
Nothing.
And finally, Charlie.
Apparently, she's not happy with the entire Swedish team, Bill. She said, and this is, I guarantee you, this is a translation, they've got no game.
And finally, Charlie, the outfits worn by the U.S. Olympians during the opening ceremonies were pretty much immediately characterized by lots of observers as, quote, ugly Christmas sweaters. I guess that opinion was not universal.
The more you talk about it, the more people want it. The whole ensemble cost $790. Ralph Lauren is selling out of them, and apparently you can buy one for $3,000 on eBay. Me, I think, you know, anytime you can have an article of clothing that doubles as a rug is fine.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Hi, Granny Backstrom.